Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Show, show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Show, show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Show, show. Welcome to the show. Hey.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Plank with
Cam.
And I am Kay.
Yes.
Kay. Sip, come sip with us on this episode of Clink the Sip and Chat Edition,
sip
honey.
And chat. That's why I sipped and she was
So this is your first time. Welcome. Thank you for stopping by. We are just a podcast. We are we talk about mature things. We are 40 plus and we talk about those things that interest us, okay?
That grown
woman. We are grown woman-ish.
Grown woman-ish. You know what I'm saying? That mature stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with being mature.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Look at it. This is 47, baby. Hello.
And it's looking good, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. So, you guys go ahead and like, hit that comment, and subscribe.
Love that thumb. Like it.
Yeah, all right. So go ahead again. Liking our video on YouTube is the easiest way to support your girls. Okay, so go ahead and do that. And if you are listening to us on whatever streaming platform that you are listening to us on, and you want to see us because we are a treat, go ahead and go to our YouTube channel, and that is All Things Cam and Kay. Or you can just type in the YouTube search bar. Clink with Cam and Kay. Either one. Go ahead and subscribe. We're going to have some great things coming down the pipeline. Okay.
Yes. Join us. And you can look at our shows past, present,
yes,
and future.
Yes. All right. So how we start this show is that we do little icebreaker questions so you guys can get to know us a little bit better. Okay.
Get to know the Cam and the Kay. That's the only way. Hey.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, what's the question?
How do you think others describe you?
Ah! I think others would describe me as interesting. And that I'm just a very fun-loving person. I'm interesting and I'm fun-loving and a joy to be around.
You are.
And how do you think people would describe you?
Well, what I've been told, people say they describe me as being cool. They're like, you real cool.
You cool like that. You
cool like that.
That. You cool
know.
Like that.
So they say I'm cool, you know, funny, reliable, loyal to those that I love. And on the other side, stubborn. I reside in I have a house in Pettyville.
It's a 2 or 3 bedroom.
It's a beach house off the water.
Okay.
And that's Pettyville. So I go there from time to time.
So
that's some of the adjectives that would describe your girl. I like that one.
Okay.
Because, you know,
next question.
What people too, before they get to know me, they would think that I'm like a little bit standoffish. But they're like, when I first met you, you know, I thought, you know, you kind of standoffish, but you're cool.
I'm thinking of opinion of sometimes people have told me that they thought that I was stuck up.
Yeah.
But I'm totally not.
Yeah, one of those.
And that's why you can't judge a book by its cover. You have to take the time to meet people, engage with them, and talk to them to know how they really
are. You do. You can't go by, you know, just afar for what you think. All righty, so we're gonna do one more before we get to our other topic.
Question number two.
All right.
Question number two for me and you.
Oh, that's deep. Okay, we're not gonna go too deep now. I know you have. I know you can relate to this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What can I relate to?
What is the worst trait a neighbor of yours could have?
the worst trait that a neighbor of mine could have?
Yes.
To be noisy.
Noisy?
Yes. Noisy, yes. And nosy.
No, yes. The two ends.
The two ends. Because I just think it's really, you know, after it reaches a certain time, you need to be quiet. I can let you be as loud as you want plus to, till 10 o'clock. I'll take that back. 8:30.
Oh.
A happy medium, 9. But if it's the summertime, I might give you till midnight. But if you like have a party, don't be noisy. If you have a party, I think it's proper etiquette to let your neighbors know, hey, I'm going to have a party this night and I may be a little loud. And I also think that it's proper etiquette to do that. But also, don't try to have a party every weekend. Because sometimes people just want to have a quiet weekend, you know. I would like a warning if you're going to do that. And don't be nosy. Stay out of my business, because you might find out something that you really didn't want to know. So don't be noisy and don't be nosy.
I remember, I'm glad that we have I'm in the burbs, y'all. So we have a noise ordinance. So you can't get loud past a certain time. And
so the popo's gonna come in.
And I like that. Because I remember growing up and living with my mother, the people next door to us, every freaking weekend it was a party. Every week, and I'm a light sleeper too. And my room was right by it's like all the happenings. I'm like, what? I would be the person that would. I might have called the police.
I will admit I have called the police. My mom's been in her house for like over 40 years, and I remember one year we had a neighbor who wasn't. And they had a party. I cried because I had to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I called about midnight and I was like, hey, you know, can y'all turn it down just a little bit? Because I've got to get up in a couple of hours. And they did not. And when I tell you I was livid, I wanted to go over there and blow their house up. And I couldn't. And I was so upset because I had to go to work and I was exhausted.
Blow the house up.
And it's nothing worse than when you're tired. And you ask somebody and they say, okay, we'll turn the music down. And then they turned it down for about 10 minutes and they turned it back up. If I would have had a rocket launcher.
Oh, not the rocket launcher, not the over the shoulder light.
Like that. Okay. I was just done because it was just so inconsiderate.
Very.
And especially when you live next to older people. I'm going to use the older people card because my mother is older and it was shaking our house. And my mother was just like, and I was told, so in the future I told them, if you're going to do that, let me know because I'll get a room. Y'all should pay for it. Yeah. But yeah, just people just don't be uncouth.
So for me, the worst trait a neighbor can have, I would have to piggyback on just being nosy. I had a neighbor. I'm so glad she's gone.
I know what you're about to say.
What?
I remember her. Oh my God, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Woo! So, yeah, y'all look. So, I had this neighbor. I stay in condos, right? So, I own mine. The lady across from me, she was renting. So, that's why she's not there anymore because she moved somewhere else, thank God. So she was like in her 50s, you know. She just had a lot going on. Number one, her guy, he was in his 60s. I'm like,
they were having zero love.
Drama because he was with her and the woman next door.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember you telling me that. It was like a whole movie.
Yes. And you know, and the woman, mind you, they old as hell. Like I said, even 50 not that old, but
old enough to know better.
But like he's in his 60s, and the two ladies, like in their like at that time, they probably, I would put them like in their mid to late 50s, doing all this, you know. And then the one neighbor, the one that stayed directly across from me, I had a plumber to come fix my sink. And he told me some lady was taking pictures of his license plate, the van, and it was her. And I had another friend. She dropped off some, she was in a play, and she dropped off some tickets for me that I already paid for underneath my mat. And she was questioning her. And my friend called me. I was like, what?
I remember she was
And I went over there. I was like, why you harass? I did. I was like, my friend, you harassing my friends? She was like, one of those. I was like, don't stop.
I mean, it's okay if you're trying to look out for your neighbors to make sure nobody is messing with their property, but for you to just blatantly be trying to watch who comes and goes out of my place. Didn't you do that too? Somebody else came over here and she was trying to talk to somebody or something. Anyway, it was a real irritating situation because I had to hear about it and I was irritated for her. I was like, do we got to go over there? Because, you know, she talked to her. I'm like, okay. Because Kay is kind of quiet. Mm. So for Kay to come to your door and knock on the door and check you.
Yeah, when it comes to, like I said, the people I care about, like my friends and stuff, I'm like, you checking my friends for doggone reason?
At my house.
But I told her about herself. But again, she's going on, hallelujah. All right, so y'all, we are introducing a new segment. This is called Cam and Kay Pop Off. Okay.
Well, since you're already warmed up, girl, what you want to pop off about, girl?
If those of you can see, I got my hair done today, right? Mm-hmm. I was trying to get it done since last Friday. I went on a recommendation on somebody else's Facebook page for a new braider. So I was like, oh, I'm following this. I need a new braider myself. Mm-hmm. So I picked somebody from the list and I went to her Instagram. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, oh, only X amount of dollars for crochet. I'm like, okay, bet. So I text her because she wants you to text her or call. So I text her. We set up, that was Thursday. So we set up a time on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it was the week before I said I would contact her on my pay week, which was this past Friday. So she texts me Friday because my appointment was Friday at 4:30. So, you know, I already made arrangements to leave my work, you know, at 4 o'clock. That's going to be my lunch. I got up at 5. Mm-hmm. So she texts me a couple of hours before. I'm sorry. I have to take, my kid is sick. I have to take her to urgent care. So we have to reschedule. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, sick kid. All right. Disappointed. Yes. I done washed my hair, you know, and it was out, you know, so
you ready?
I was ready. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So she was like, we can do it Monday. I said, okay. And so I said, her kid better be sick. I said,
better be. I need receipts.
She better be sick and she, you know, not just like want to go out on a weekend getaway, you know, trying to get away or something, you know, so. I like her. She better have a sick kid. So Monday comes. I made arrangements, you know, to leave at 9:30 because my appointment was at 10. I was like, I'm gonna do it early. And this was yesterday. This was Monday. This week's Monday. And I'm at work. I get another text. My kid is sick. She's still sick. She's still under the weather. Okay. All right. And then I think it was like another day. I think it was like three times or so. Yeah, okay, yeah. So she's still under the weather. I kept her home. I'm like, all right. So we scheduled it for today, for Tuesday. You know, Tuesday at 10, so we're going to try again for, you know, another morning.
Third time's the charm,
right? You would think. So I'm getting ready this Tuesday morning, and I get a text. I was like, hell no.
A text that said what?
A text that said, my daughter is throwing up again. I got to take her to the hospital. This usually don't happen. I'm sorry. I have to cancel until further notice. It took me a minute to respond. She's like, I hope you understand. I was like, okay. So at this point, I'm like, I got to go to my regular place now. I'm like, let me book an appointment. So I text her back And I say, I'm praying for your daughter. I said, but I'm going to go to my regular place because I got stuff to do. She's like, I understand, ma'am. So that, I was like, oh, my gosh. So when I went to work, I told my boss, I was like, she canceled again this morning. She was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, what the hell? So, yes, I want to pop. This is my first impression of her. This is my first impression. So, yes, I want to pop off on that.
Well, they don't have a Yelp review.
No, because I told them I might use her in the future. It depends, but.
You're not.
I don't know. For that price, I don't know if I might. But you have anything you want to pop off?
I want to pop off with do your job. And when I say do your job, sometimes we can be at jobs for a long period of time. Like I've been in my job for over 20 years. And sometimes when you do a job, you know, you get burn out a little bit and all that, but don't be lackadaisical, because when you are at a place of employment, when we're at work, we are teammates. We're working together. We want to have a wonderful work experience. I want to do my job. You do your job. We do our job and our days will run smooth. It's very irritating when you don't do your part.
Yeah.
So whatever field that you are in, wherever you work, do your part. If your job is to answer the phone, answer the phone. If your job is to do an audit, do the audit. Do your paperwork. Do your D-A-M job. I had an incident at work. I'm not going to go into it too much, but people were not doing their job and it kept falling on my plate. And sometimes people are like, well, why are you irritated? All you have to do is just do it. I had a situation where I didn't just do it once. It happened to me for a whole week straight. And I kept being the bigger person and just going ahead and taking one for the team. And on the seventh day, I didn't want to take one for the team. The seventh day? No, because it was like, come on. Now this is just being a little disrespectful at this point. And so I said it to my coworkers and they ignored me. And so I went and talked to my manager. And then after I talked to him, I said, how can we have a resolution to this problem? You know, what is the proper procedure? Because I want to make sure that I'm not being petty, Patricia. I just want us all to work together like we all should to make everybody's job easier, to be fair across the board. And he said, we all need to work together. So when I go back downstairs and everybody comes to break, everybody's staring at me. Yes, I did go upstairs. And so I made an announcement. Yes, I did go upstairs because we were not doing our job as a collective and blah, blah, blah. Some people gave me the side eye. I didn't care because one thing about me, I'm a real person and I'm going to tell you to your face what I did and what I did not do. And I won't have any qualms about it because I'm not going to ever go behind your back and say something. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it in your face. And I might as well have got a megaphone, but I just let everybody know, yes, I did. But we all need to work together to be effective, to produce quality service to our customers and make all of our lives easier by working together. So, that's my
your pop off.
My pop off.
All right. And do me a favor, Cam. Can you, I don't know if y'all can hear my little alarm going off. Can you just pull the door up so we won't get distracted? You might have to move that thing there. And if you have something you want to pop off about, please go to our SpeakPipe website and leave us a message and let us know what you want to get off your chest, what you want to pop off about.
Say it.
Say that ish, you know. So let us know. So the SpeakPipe website is speakpipe.com/CamandKate. It's in the description of our YouTube page. And we want to hear from you. What's got you feel a certain kind of way? Let us know.
Do the right thing.
Hey, come on. You got to do the right thing.
And that's all I'm asking. Do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing, y'all.
But thank you for joining us.
Yes. So, since Valentine's Day is next week.
It's quickly approaching.
Next week. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day and love and those who don't celebrate it. Why those who do celebrate. So, first of all, I just want to say this.
Yeah, say it because I got my second thing.
Because Mister, he don't, but it's just another day. You know, it's just, I get that. And I, at the stage I am in, I don't need all the hoopla. I told him, I said, look, just a quiet night in, because my love language, and both of ours, he said his is too, but my love language is physical touch and quality time. Mm-hmm. So I told him, like, for this Valentine's Day, I just want to, you know, you we chill, you know, you pick up some dinner, we come, and, you know, we eat it, and we, like, you know, watch a movie. I said, make sure you give my chocolates and do me right at the end of the night. I'm good. That's all I need.
Woo! That's all you need. I'm a piggyback on that. I think that every day should be Valentine's Day.
And if you do it, if people that say that, you have to make sure you do it throughout the
year. Because sometimes, not saying you're a mister, but sometimes that's a cop out for some men. Oh, I don't celebrate this. Oh, I don't celebrate that. But I feel like if when you get into relationships and you have those conversations, if it's important to your significant other, sometimes it's okay to be selfless and not think about what you don't want to do and do what will make the other person happy. Because I know for me, I have been in relationships and people say, oh, well, I don't celebrate this, that, or the third. Okay, but when it comes to certain things, I do celebrate them, like my birthday, that's a national holiday, and different things like that. But I just think that life is just a beautiful thing, and let's celebrate it. We here, let's celebrate it every day. Let's do sweet things for each other. Mm-hmm. Let's have those intimate dinners. Let's hold hands. Let's watch a movie. Whatever it is that will make your relationship stronger, that's what I suggest that you do for Valentine's Day. I'm all in for like romance, but I do also know that sometimes people, when they get in relationships, you can't do too much. And when I say,
what's your definition of too much?
But my definition of too much is sometimes when you have to pace things out. When you first meet somebody, sometimes you could be a hopeless romantic, because I love romance, I love love and all that. But sometimes you gotta pace things.
Yeah, you don't want to lay it on too thick.
You don't want to lay it on too thick, and you don't want to do too much, because sometimes people don't always appreciate when you do a lot for them. Like, I had a friend, she met a guy that she really was into, and she told him all the things that she wanted him to do. And she was saying how she had never met a man who would do these things for her. She told him her hopes, her dreams, her aspirations. Mm-hmm. And he made it his dang on mission to make everything that she wanted come true. But in him doing that, she did not reciprocate, and she started taking him for granted. And I just think it's so weird how it, like, a good person always gets with a dud instead of two good people getting together. Because if a man did all that for me, and I told him my hopes and dreams and aspirations, and he helped do those things and helped me be fulfilled as a woman. Like,
baby, whatever you need, I got
whatever
you.
Whatever you want.
Come on.
Baby, you know I can provide whatever you need. Whatever you need, baby.
If you do, Tony will provide.
Hey, my point is, so I say that to say, when you, during this Valentine's Day season, don't always make it about you. Do something for somebody else. Make them happy. You know, if it's an older lady that lives next door to you, buy her a box of chocolate. She might be by herself and she might not have anybody. It might be it was an older lady at my job. She, one Mother's Day, I bought all the women their plants. And the lady was like, well, why'd you buy me a plant for Mother's Day? I don't have any children. I said, because you are a woman and you are somebody's mother figure, whether you're a mother or not. And she really did appreciate that. So I just think sometimes you may not like to celebrate things, but celebrate others, not just on Valentine's Day or their birthday or holidays, but celebrate people all year through just because.
Yeah. Again, because if you, because we know that it is, at the end of the day, it is just a day where, you know, for the candy companies and for the restaurant businesses and
to
for
make
the
mega
flowers. No, so we do, yes, we do know that. But, you know, it's just a day that is carved out for people who really care for each other. You know, and again, it don't have to be extravagant. You know, we do have people who like the extravagant, but,
little,
you know, just the little things. Like, especially if, you know, you're with someone and if you really like them, even though it may not be your thing, it's all about compromising. Mm-hmm. It's all about compromising.
And love is sacrifice. And like is sacrifice. Do something that they like. It doesn't have to always be about you.
Exactly. But it's not all about you, and it's not all about them. You know, it's about when you're in an adult dating relationship or a marriage, what have you. It's about compromising. Mm-hmm. You have to compromise
and listening to each other.
Yes, and communicating. You know, so we hope you all have a great Valentine's Day. And if you don't have a boo, go out with your girls. Go do Galentine's Day.
Or just hug yourself, honey, because sometimes it's just best to hug yourself and don't even have a headache.
That's right. But
buy yourself some chocolate.
Right. But if you find that your boo is coming around on the 15th, it might tell you that you're not the
only
side piece.
So thank you for joining us for this episode of. And remember, you can contact us at allthingscamandk@gmail.com. And you can also find us at allthingscamandk and
SpeakPipe, right?
And on YouTube.
Girl, I'm like, what? Y'all did not know where she was going with that. I'm like,
we got to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, so just go ahead and just whatever you want to tell us. Again, you can use the SpeakPipe, our website.
I'm so excited about that. We are so excited to hear your voices. Yes. I mean, because it's nothing like, it's so cool to hear somebody's voice and have that human touch to it. So yep. I'm so excited that you discovered that.